the Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Welcome back to Richmond on Proper Sport. We are here for the Tour de Yorkshire Stage 3. Myself, Darren Harper, and Michael Waydock's here as well. Morning, mate.
Good morning. What a glorious day in North Yorkshire. Glorious North Yorkshire. Brilliant, brilliant stage in prospect today, as we know, of course. We start in Richmond. We've got a sprint in Moreton-on-Swale. Cut the Sutton Bank. That is going to be brutal.
Really?
I mean, it's hard to drive up Sutton Bank, let alone try and cycle up. So that's one to watch. They'll be taking on the food today in Kirby Moorside. Another sprint in Pickering, through Pickering. That'll be good. And then another big King of the Mountain stage just before the finish in Scarborough, Cote de Silfo, as we're calling it today. So, you know, that's going to be a difficult one. Yesterday, of course, up the Cow and Calf was very difficult. Up Sutton Bank today is going to rival that.
As you say, a beautiful day. It's been glorious weather for the first 2 days, now into the third and most probably the fourth as well. We're expecting fantastic weather tomorrow. But just seeing the Cow and Calf bathed in sunshine, thousands upon thousands of people watching it for the first summit finish for the Tour de Yorkshire, that looked spectacular.
It did look spectacular. And I think the other thing to remember about the Tour de Yorkshire, as spectacular as it does look on the television pictures and the fact that so many crowds are out, and I was at the Cow and Calf for the finish yesterday to call them home, and you know, they were 10-20 deep in places. The other thing that we need to remember, the crucial thing, is we're seeing some very good cycling out here as well. So for the people that are following elite cycling, the cycling aficionados, we're seeing some really good racing. You know, this is not quite yet a grand tour in the Vuelta or the Giro or the Tour de France, but it is every year on year growing in reputation. It's attracting bigger and bigger names, and we're seeing exciting races. And yesterday on the Cow and Calf, and that win for Magnus Cortney Nielsen, and the women's race earlier on as well. Megan Guarnier winning the general classification there. Exciting cycling yesterday.
It's been two great days, two great stories, with Harry Tanfield winning the stage on the first day, the summit finish on the second day. I'm not sure what the highlight's going to be today for me, really.
Well, I think one of the highlights of the Tour de Yorkshire is always that finish at Scarborough. Scarborough has become a perennial host of the Tour de Yorkshire now, and that finish on the seafront there, and you know, we've been there in previous years when it's been a bit wet, bit drizzly, bit overcast. It's going to be absolutely glorious today. If people are listening now and they're thinking of going to Scarborough, get there early. That would be that would be my advice today, and get your position on the bank to watch that finish. There'll be a lot of people. Yeah, I think Sutton Bank, as I said, for me today, when I look along that route, that is going to be pretty good to watch. I think that will test the men from the boys today.
Have you got enough sun cream on?
I've got a lot of sun cream on, yeah. I went a little bit red on one of my previous sporting excursions this year. I went as red as the team jerseys on my face when I was out on the Gold Coast. So, yes, I've lathered up today.
good news. And on that bombshell, we'll be bringing you... so we'll talk to some of the teams. The buses are just about arriving here in Richmond. So we'll be talking to some of the teams very shortly. Right the way throughout the day here on Proper Sport from the Tour de Yorkshire Stage 3.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Well, we're back in Richmond and we're with Lucy Pittaway, the official artist of the Tour de Yorkshire. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How could I not be on a day like this? Isn't it amazing?
I know. This is unbelievable. We dream of weather like this in Yorkshire for a Tour de Yorkshire, and it's actually happened this year.
It's incredible. This has got to be the best one yet. Every year it gets bigger and better, but to get the weather with it as well, it's just drawn so many crowds and made the atmosphere so much better.
Now, you're based in Richmond yourself. You've got a shop here in Richmond. I've already been and bought a mug already this morning. Well, it's my China wedding anniversary on Monday. My wife is riding in the Sport Eve tomorrow. So
wow.
I thought, well, I was looking for a mug somewhere over this weekend. Couldn't find one. Lo and behold, you've got beautiful mugs for sale today.
Thank you. Yes, we have a good collection of cycling mugs and we're adding to the range all the time. So it's a very popular sport, as you know.
It is very popular. This is the third year that you've been commissioned for the Tour de Yorkshire? How have you sort of changed what you've done each year with it?
It is. It's the third year for me, third successive year. I'm very honoured to be their official artist again for the third year. But yes, that does present a challenge in itself, because obviously I've got to produce something that's a little bit different to the previous years. So, well, I did think that with the race this year being over 4 days instead of the usual three, that I would mark that occasion and produce four pictures, one for each day, one for each stage. And I presented those ideas to Sir Gary Verity, and he was very happy with them. But he also, another one caught his eye, and he said he would like that overall piece as well, adding into the collection. So we have an official fifth piece, which is Park Rash. That's the iconic hairpin bend at Park Rash. So we expect to see lots of crowds there tomorrow.
How do you start these pieces? Do you start them in pencil and then moving on to other things?
Yes, I'll do my pencil sketches, but even prior to that, I will go out on location. For example, for the Park Rash, I did actually drive right up to the top of that hill in blizzards, hoping to get a good shot.
You didn't ride a bike?
No, I certainly didn't ride a bike. But yes, I do a lot of research first, and then I do my sketches, and then it's presented to Welcome to Yorkshire for their approval.
And at what point do you start working on next year's?
On next year's? I wanted to get through this year's first.
Is it sort of a whole year-long process for you for this?
Yes, being the official artist isn't just about the art, to be honest. There's a lot involved in it. Obviously, that's a major thing, and I have to put a lot of time and energy into creating the pieces, and I might spend 2 months of the year doing that. But we attend an awful lot of events with Welcome to Yorkshire. We are taking part in the publicity caravan today, and whatever they, you know, basically ask us to join in and get involved in, we do that. So it's a year-long commitment and a year-long partnership, and it's so far proved very successful.
Long may it continue. If people want to purchase some of these pieces, which are stunning, where can they do that, Lucy?
They can do them in our galleries, either in Richmond or Brompton on Swale, or we have a website, lucypittaway.co.uk.
Nice and easy. Lucy, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. Lovely to see you.
The Tour de Podcher from Proper Sport.
Well, we're in the middle of Richmond on a glorious Saturday morning, and with me is cycling journalist, it's Seb Piquet. Morning, Seb.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Fine. Delighted to be in beautiful Richmond under the sun.
Yeah, it's been a very, very sunny tour so far. This is a bit of a shock to the system, I think.
It's Yorkshire. We're delighted to be in to be witnessing these conditions. The last few years we had some rain.
Yeah.
So it's great to have a dry Tour de Yorkshire this year.
Yeah, it's been fantastic so far, first 2 days. What have been the highlights for you?
Oh, the highlight has definitely been yesterday's finale and climb up Cowan Calf. With an amazing crowd, spectacular fans cheering all the riders, and two great winners, or two great champions battling it out for victory. Magnus Cort Nielsen eventually beating Greg Van Avermaet, and that's great to see two great champions winning on top of Cowan Calf in front of thousands, if not millions, of Yorkshire fans.
What are you expecting today? Different type of course. Only two classified climbs today.
Yeah, today should be a sprinter stage. But then again, stage one should have been a sprinter stage, and it didn't end up like that. So it should be a sprinter stage. We should, however, keep an eye on the winds, because that could seriously have repercussions on the race and make it even more exciting.
And I have to ask you, because you were in one of the cars that sort of follow the guys around throughout the whole course. What's that like? I would imagine that's quite exciting, being out on the course like that.
Oh yeah, it's very exciting. And basically, I'm in a car just behind the pack, so I get to see what goes on in the bunch. That the riders drop, the riders struggling, the riders sometimes crashing, and it's great to see the fans on the side of the roads. It's an exciting day and always a great outcome.
Seb, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
It's Proper Sport. We are at the start of day three of the Tour de Yorkshire with Ben Swift, one of the Yorkshire riders today, getting set to go. How are you feeling, Ben?
Yeah, pretty good actually. The legs are coming round, getting better and better each day. The weather's been brilliant, the crowds have been even better, so looking forward to it.
What's been your assessment of how you've done over the first 2 days?
I think for me it's my first race back after injury, after fracturing my back only in the 1st of April, so I'm pretty happy. The legs needed to get that racing rhythm on the first day. I was quite active yesterday, but I was just lacking that very top end punch that you need to be competitive, so hopefully be better again today and then have a good day tomorrow.
And after that nasty injury, being a rider from Rotherham, was this a target Tour de Yorkshire for you?
Well, originally my programme was actually to be at the Giro d'Italia, which clashed with this race. Obviously, my trade team is not here at the minute, but look at these. Just can't get the stuff these days, can you? But the... so I was supposed to be at the Giro, and my trade team's not here, but once it became apparent I wasn't able to do that, I spoke with the national team because I really wanted to be back here in Tour Yorkshire after that first year.
Yeah, it must be a fantastic event for you to take part in just finally.
No, it is. I mean, I rode the first edition, but I crashed out there on the first stage and broke my shoulder. So I've missed it the last couple of years due to other trade team commitments and stuff. But yeah, I've been really wanting to come back for a number of years.
Prospects for the weekend for you?
We'll have to wait and see.
Thanks very much for chatting. Good luck.
Thanks, man.
Well, back on Proper Sport, the Tour de Yorkshire, Stage 3. Russ Downing is with us from Holdsworth. They've just put some water down your neck there, Russ. Are you all right? Is this what you have to put up with?
I think it might come in handy today. You know, look, the temperatures are rising up there. So, yeah, thanks for that, boys. But, yeah, the stage is going to be a grippy one again. Maybe more controlled, we'll see. But... yesterday there was no control, you know, the first 2 hours was just flat out and people everywhere and that, so I had a tough day and managed to get back up when the peloton closed it down, let the breakaway go, so yeah, we lost a few men, but we probably, yeah, we went with a few breakaways at the start and that got people a bit cooked and they never recovered with the start being so fast, so yeah, that's bike racing.
Today, it's a faster one today, isn't there, really?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of climbs in there, but I think we're on some of the biggest roads we've been on all tour. So we've got some, I think we're on just a couple of the big A roads that go down through the middle of the county there. So, yeah, it'd be nice to get over Sutton Bank and then cruise down to the next climb and then up the climb, cruise down to Scarborough and see what's happening on the seafront.
Sutton Bank, that looks tough.
Yeah, we did it a few years ago in this, I think, and then we did it a recon for it the other week, and yeah, it was tough. Even cars struggle up it, so I don't know how we're going to go.
And like you say, it's going to be a hot one today, so do you know how much fluid you take in on a day like today?
Yeah, we were just discussing earlier, it's going to be like 6 or 7 bottles in that thing there. They say a bottle an hour, but with it being so hot, you need to drink more. So yeah. You try and drink as much as you can, because... yeah, tomorrow's going to be a really hard day, and if you dig into your reserves today, then you're not going to recover for tomorrow. So, yeah, keep the drinks. We're trying to like start yesterday by doing that, but with the race being so hard for 2 hours, no one even took their hands off the handlebars to get a drink or a bit of food. So, yeah, we tried to top it up in the latter end of the stage.
Is it different sort of prep when it's a four, like for this year, it's obviously a 4-day tour rather than a 3-day tour? Is it different prep for you?
No, not really, no. It's if it's a stage race of, yeah, anything over 2 or 3 days, you need to like sort of rest up before it. And yeah, it's no different prep. It's just 1 day longer.
Hey, good luck today.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks very much. Live in Richmond today for Stage 3 of the Tour de Yorkshire.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
At the start in Richmond on Proper Sport of day 3 of the Tour de Yorkshire, Tom Pidcock is with me. How have the first couple of days gone for you, Tom?
Yeah, pretty good. I think the main thing is a brilliant experience, you know, when it's actually quite hard to take it all in when you're riding and racing, you know, you have to concentrate, so yeah.
Crowds here on the Tour de Yorkshire, how do they compare to where else you go and ride around the world?
Well, I guess they compare a lot to cross races, but in a cross race, the course is only a K long, so, you know, here it's 180, so yeah, they line the whole way, especially this weekend, you know, being more crowds.
What kind of shape are you in? Describe yourself then right now.
Yeah, pretty good, you know.
And obviously, you've checked out today's stage. What's your kind of verdict on it?
I haven't really checked it out, to be honest. It goes to Scarborough and it's tailwind, so it's going to be fast.
And your prospects for the weekend, what would represent success for you, just finally?
If I could stay up there in the last stage, you know, it's so hard and it's going to be a really hard day. So, yeah, if I could come into the finish near the front, so, yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Well, great to have you on Proper Sport. Good luck.
Yeah, cheers.
Well, live on Proper Sport, and we're with winner of the Stage 1 of the Tour de Yorkshire for 2018. It's Harry Tanfield. Harry, how are you going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Have you come down since Thursday?
Yeah, I came down about 30k into yesterday's stage when reality hit that I was going out the arse of the race in my blue jersey. So yeah, it was pretty shit, but got back on, so
yeah,
live to fight another day. At least I got myself a green jersey for today.
Got a green jersey, yeah. So what about today? It's a slightly different one, a bit faster, more suited to you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the goal's obviously to to try and keep this jersey. That's the key thing. So we're going to do everything we can to do that. And if we're there for the finish, then great. But obviously, taking the green jersey to the finish into tomorrow is the goal. And obviously, getting a ride up the road, get represented in the breakaway. Just be represented up the road and make sure we get on some good TV time and stuff.
Do you get nervous before a ride like this?
I get nervous before the 5k hill climb that we've got from the start line. That's my only concern. I'm hoping Sutton Bank is going to be relatively chilled. If it isn't, then could be issues there. But
yeah, that looks steep.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's hard to drive in a car, let alone a bike.
It is. Yeah. I've ridden it. To be fair, I could have ridden it multiple times. I think I've ridden it about 3 times in my life, even though I only live 30 minutes away from it, because it's horrendous and I never ride it. it looks like I'll just have to suffer off it and hope for the best.
Hey, good luck today.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks very much. There's Harry Tanfield ahead of day 3 of the Tour de Yorkshire right here on Proper Sport.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
Welcome back to Richmond for day 3 of the Tour de Yorkshire 2018. I'm on the start line and we are less than a minute away from the start of stage 3. I'm looking at the front line of the start line. I can see Harry Tanfield in the green jersey for Cannon Iceberg, of course winning that first stage on Thursday. I can also see from Dimension Data Mark Cavendish, and he got a massive cheer when he came onto the stage literally only a few seconds ago. They're now lining up ready and raring. In fact, Harry Tanfield has forgotten he's still got his phone on him. He's only just realized he's got his phone on him, and he's given it to one of his colleagues. We can hear the atmosphere here in Richmond. And here we go, the countdown started.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And there they go. They are off. Stage 3 on this Saturday, the 5th of May, bathed in sunshine in Richmond. As the bike riders ride past me here on the start line, heading off on 181 kilometres stage from here in Richmond to Scarborough. They're going to go through 2 intermediate sprints, one at Swale, another one at Pickering, and then 2 classified climbs this afternoon, one at 70 kilometres, which is of course Sutton Bank, and one at 132.5 kilometres, Côte de Sylfaux. We will finish in Scarborough later on this afternoon. Michael Waydock's going to be along the course getting us updates, of course, throughout the rest of the afternoon. And, of course, we'll be at the finish. You can hear everything right here on Proper Sport. And if you miss out on anything, of course, don't worry. You can download the Tour de Podshire at the end of the day today.
The Tour de Podshire from Proper Sport.
It's Proper Sport on Tour de Yorkshire commentary now. We are 41 kilometres in the centre of North Allerton. They are 5 or 6 deep on the streets here, and we are awaiting our first glimpse of the cyclists as they come past me now on my right-hand side. I can see it's a breakaway group of 5. We've got Pete Williams, the Skipton cyclist of One Pro Cycling in there. Jonathan McAvoy of St Helens, representing the Madison Genesis team. The familiar orange of Team Rumpot, it's Robert de Greef also in there, and Matthias Laternia wearing the red of Cofidis. The 5th rider in this breakaway group is Adam Kenway. It's another Brit riding for Vitus Pro Cycling. They've got around about a 2.5-minute lead over the peloton. They're 25 kilometres from the first King of the Mountains climb, the classified climb up Sutton Bank. It will be brutal. That is 66.5 kilometres into this stage. But from North Allerton, on Proper Sport, 140 kilometres left to go. We're on Proper Sport on day 3 of the Tour de Yorkshire. The riders coming through North Allerton this afternoon en route to Scarborough, and they are 10 deep on the streets of North Allerton today. And I've taken up a position with Hambleton Community Action. Lizzie from the organisation is with me. Tell me a bit then about Hambleton Community Action.
Yeah, so Hambleton Community Action is an organisation that delivers lots of services within North Allerton, Beedale and the area. So we run a Wheels to Work moped loan scheme, respite sitting scheme for people who need to take a break when they're caring for somebody, a community visiting scheme, and we also have supported volunteering and help people into volunteering in the local area. And we're out on the streets today because it's an amazing opportunity that the cyclists are coming straight past our office, but also we've been able to involve and invite lots of our volunteers to come along and help us today. So it's really good for, you know, team building and also hopefully raising a little bit of funding along the way.
I was going to ask you about that because you are in a perfect position here, and I thank you for inviting me to join you today for this. You are right by the race route and trying to raise some cash as well with various methods going on of doing that.
Yes, yeah, so we've got a tombola, which is all goods that our volunteers have donated. We've got bric-a-brac and sort of a mini car boot sale, which is the same situation. We've all been out baking since the early hours of this morning and are selling cakes and refreshments with ice to the very dehydrated crowd, and also providing water for dogs and anybody else that needs a little bit of refreshment. So and it's just a really fantastic atmosphere. Great to see so many people out on the street.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on Proper Sport. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much indeed. Bye-bye.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
On commentary on Proper Sport then, we are in the marketplace in Helmsley. This is day three, stage three, as we see the main peloton come through now. They are around about 2.5 minutes behind that lead group of five. Pete Williams, who's picked up the points on the first classified climb of the day, got to Sutton Bank, is in that quintet, along with Jonathan McAvoy, Robert De Greef, Mathias Leternier. Another Brit riding for Vitus Pro Cycling, clinging on in there as well, is Adam Kenway. Adam Kenway's picked up some points on the sprint, the intermediate sprint through Moreton-on-Swale, but it was Robert De Greef who led through there. As we see the team cars with the bikes on the roof go sharp right and then head out of Helmsley, we have about 100 kilometres to go to the finish in Scarborough.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
Well, welcome down to Scarborough. I'm down at the finish of the 2018 Tour de Yorkshire, and well, it's going to get very, very exciting here in around about, but my watch will work, in around about an hour's time. We're expecting the riders to come through. We're right on the prom here. The sun is absolutely beautiful, and well, let's just give you an update of what's happening on the race itself. There's a group broken away, 2.5 minutes away from the peloton at the head of the course. The group is made up of Robert Greef from Team Roomport, Adam Kenway from Vitus Pro, Johnny McAvoy from Madison Genesis, and Leternier from Cofidis, and also Pete Williams from One Pro Cycling also in there as well. They're 2.5 minutes away from the peloton, around about 53 kilometres to go at the moment, which means they're just going through Hackness and West Ayton, of course West Ayton where Harry Tanfield comes from, who won the first stage of the Tour de Yorkshire heading into Doncaster. Now, of course, what they are going to do is come into the second and final of the classified climbs, the Côte de Silfo, which is certainly going to hurt those legs going into 132 kilometres already done, and that's an 8.2% climb. Of course, they already have climbed the 12% classified climb at 70 kilometres of Côte de Sutton Bank. That was taken by Pete Williams of One Pro Cycling, with Johnny McAvoy from Madison Genesis in second place and Robert Greef of Roomport in third place. And of course, just recently in the second of the sprints today at Pickering, Robert Greef got the first position there, Adam Kenway second, and Johnny McAvoy came in third. Well, they're going to be finishing in around about an hour's time here on the coast at Scarborough. We're going to be live from there right the way throughout the whole up until 6 o'clock this evening, and we'll bring you the results. And of course, don't forget, if you miss anything, you can download it all on our daily Tour de Podcha podcast.
The Tour de Podcha from Proper Sport.
We are on the final stretch of the 2018 Tour de Yorkshire in Scarborough, and I've got some kids who are right on the finish line here. What's your name?
Morgan.
Morgan. How are you?
Good.
You're good, are you? What's your name?
Reese.
Reese, how are you?
Good.
Excellent. And what's your name?
Jeff,
how are you?
Fine.
I like the way you say that, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. What's your name, Spider-Man?
Bob.
Oh, right, okay. Are you getting quite excited about the cyclists coming down soon?
No,
not at all?
Yes.
You are, that's good. What about you, Jeff?
Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to seeing?
I don't know anyone.
You don't know anyone? Is it just the sort of the event that you're quite excited about?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? What do you reckon?
Just same, really.
It's cool, isn't it?
Pretty cool, isn't it? What do you reckon? I'm going to get you now. What do you reckon?
It's very cool.
It is pretty cool, isn't it? Are there any particular riders you're looking forward to seeing?
No, all of them.
All of them. It's going to be very, very fast. You know how fast these guys go when they're coming down this straight here?
Yeah. 60 miles an hour.
60 miles an hour. Can you do 60 miles an hour on your bike?
Not far.
No? In a car you could? Yeah? Could you do it on your bike?
Nope.
Fair enough. And what are you at? Partying tonight? What are you up to tonight? It's Saturday night. You're in Scarborough. What's going to go on?
Fortnite.
Really? Oh, Fortnite. Of course you're going to be Fortnite. Can you floss?
Yeah.
Go on then.
What's my floss?
Go on then. Actually, that is a really good floss. You're pretty good. I might have to come back and do some Facebook Live flossing with you a little bit later on. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon, guys, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, take care. Thanks very much. We're on the promenade here at Scarborough for the 2018 Tour de Yorkshire. Well, welcome back to the prom in Scarborough. You can hear the noise here. We are at the finish of stage 3 of the Tour de Yorkshire. Just listen to this noise. And the leading rider is from Team Direct Energy's Sylvain Chavanel from France. He's tiring at the moment with around about 800 metres to go. He should be coming into sight right now for us. Three times Tour de France stage winner. He's had a yellow jersey on the Tour de France as well. And he has a lead of about 20, 30 seconds on the chasing peloton. It's going to make for a very exciting finish. He pulled away with about 3 kilometres to go. But that peloton is catching up with him right now as they come into the home straight. But he's been caught. He's had to come down. So we've got a new leader. This is getting very, very exciting now. It's difficult to say who the new leader is at the moment. But just listen to these crowds here on the prom. Really making some noise. And I can just get to see them now as they are powering down the whole of the sprinting pack of there. And it looks like it's been taken by Team Sunweb have taken out. We'll wait for confirmation on that. We'll be bringing you that as soon as we can. Team Sunweb taking out the stage 3 of the Tour de Yorkshire. And exciting stuff. You'll of course hear an interview with the winner on the Tour de Poitiers a little bit later on. And join us tomorrow for day 4 and the gripping finale of the Tour de Yorkshire 2018.
The Tour de Poitiers from Proper Sport.
Max, Proper Sport Radio, well done, congratulations, how do you feel?
Yeah, it's awesome. The scenery, the people, the crowd, and also the ceremony, it's incredible.
And how was that heat out there today? Beautiful weather across Yorkshire.
Yeah, I don't know how many sunny days you have got here, but it seems like we picked a really good period in the year.
And that finish, how tense was it at that finish? Because they're all bunched together like that in the sprint finish.
Yeah, I think the stage designers did a really good job. It was demanding, but we still saw a really nice sprint royale. And I think like this, it's maybe the best for the spectators. Really spectacular and going towards the line.
And just a word on the spectators, thousands of people out on the roads of Yorkshire today for you.
Yeah, it's incredible also. And villagers, which are not, let's say, race deciding, they were standing in many rows. And I've actually never seen it like this. I mean, I did already Roubaix this year. There were also massive crowds, but here over the road, it's incredible.
And how does this rank in your career so far?
Yeah, this is definitely one of the nicest stages I did. And it's super nice to finish off such a stage because my team worked super hard and they brought me back one time. So I'm really, really happy that I gave the success back and also for myself. So this is definitely one of the nicest moments.
Congratulations, thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
So there we go, stage 3 of the Tour de Yorkshire 2018 is done and dusted. and we move on to Halifax tomorrow morning for the very next stage and the final stage, of course, finishing in Leeds. And of course, all's well tomorrow on Proper Sport. We're going to get some of the flavour of the Sportive. My wife is going to be riding in that race herself, which is very, very exciting. We'll be getting all the flavour of that tomorrow morning on Proper Sport Radio, of course. And make sure you download the Tour de Poggio tomorrow, which wraps up the final day. Until tomorrow, ta-ta.
The Tour de Poggio from Proper Sport.